Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we hear two new music picks from across the Atlantic,
where the opposition meets Yoga Town.
Okay, guys, we have to do a quick little roundup here on what we're drinking,
yep.
Since we are recording at a brewery, Settle Down Easy Brewing Company in Falls Church, Virginia. So what do you guys got?
Well, I'll tell you this. Anytime you're at a brewery or anywhere where they serve beer and Mike Snyder is there, let him choose for you.
Well, that's a good much better.
So what I chose for Patrick and I, since we are here all week, we have to pace ourselves. So we're drinking a pale ale. Mm-hmm. It's called Just a Pale Ale. This is a fairly new beer for Settle Down Easy, and I'm very glad they brought it out. As someone who is a very picky pale ale drinker, this measures up very well to Sierra Nevada Pale Ale and Boulevard Pale Ale, which are a couple of my favorite pale ales in the country.
Nice.
Sierra is one of your all-time faves, right? And I'll tell you, I'm glad you brought that up because my wife is gluten-free, but there are a few things where she'll kind of bend the rules. Beer is one of them, and I said, you know what? Try the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and that's now become one of her favorites, even though it's full gluten, but there are a few that make gluten-reduced beer. Stone does a gluten-reduced called Delicious. That's pretty good, but she really likes the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. And Bud Light Lime.
Bill, what did you have?
I won't make any comment on that.
I had the Eat a Peach, which was excellent.
That was a New England IPA, I believe, right?
Was it?
Okay. Yes, it was.
All right, well, then it was even better, because I'm generally not a fan of IPAs.
Mm. Okay. This one is the 8675309 Jenny Cream Ale.
Oh, a cream ale. Based on the Genesee cream ale.
It is, yes. Cool. And but when I think of cream ale, being from Ohio, I think of Little Kings. Do you guys know Little Kings?
No.
Oh, man, I had those when I was in high school. Yeah, those little dudes.
Little bottles, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow, the ponies?
I guess so. Is that what they're called?
I remember the Budweiser ponies.
They're like 7-ounce bottles.
Yeah, the ponies. Yeah,
Little Kings Cream Ale. We're out of Cincinnati.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing is the statute of limitations is long gone on this, but I'm sure I got those when I was not old enough to drink them.
Right, exactly.
That was it. I think it was fine when you were underage. It was like play beer.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Slightly bigger
it's
than
only
those
7
little,
ounces.
Slightly bigger than
candy,
those little wax bottles with
beer.
The candy drink in them.
Yeah.
That's right. And the wax cigarette.
That's right.
18 of them.
That's right. Give two away. All right. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Falstrom.
And with us is Mike Snyder.
And Bill Mulligan.
Yeah, and we're hanging out here, having some beers, and talking about July new music. Well, really, it's the listeners who are talking about the July new music. We have their picks all this week, and two callers today. You guys are going to really enjoy these.
Okay, and Jim, I just want to say one quick thing, too, to all our listeners. We have, a couple months ago, right, Jim, we shortened this segment. But I want everyone to understand and to know that was not done in reaction to any certain person or certain situation.
No.
I just want to make sure.
It was wasn't it?
See, I want to make sure we get that out because that is not the case. I mean, we did it solely so we could get more picks in and to try to, keep the shows from
getting too out of control.
Right.
It was purely logistics.
That's exactly right. Had nothing to do with any person.
The calls
song,
were all great.
Always. Yeah. I just want to make sure everyone knows that.
As a listener to several podcasts that suffer from runtime creep, I really have to say I appreciate that.
And as someone who uses this as a way to get new music, I appreciate that too because it's boom, boom, boom.
That's me
and,
too.
And then you have the playlist where we can get them all.
Right.
So
it's a little easier to sort of hone in.
Yeah.
And then I think, too, then the listeners who do call in, they're really bringing the stuff they really love, right? So one or two songs, boom, that's it.
And I was thinking about that earlier today, heading over here. But then when Stephen Routledge was talking about how hard it was for him to get to five and then to two, and that also sparked that thought. So I just wanted to get that out.
No, I think that's a good point. And here's the thing I'll say to Stephen or anyone else who has trouble getting down to those like two selections for the month, send us an email or anything like that with a longer list. We can put it in the newsletter.
Absolutely
right.
Sure can. Yeah, on the same issue, which we do the playlist. So it'll be all right there for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. It's just more, Patrick.
That's
all
right. You got plenty of space.
All right. Here's caller number one today.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam McIndoe from Dublin, Ireland, with my July new music picks. I almost didn't do new music because I hadn't found anything this month that really grabbed me. But then I found two really great songs yesterday. First up is The Nudge and Troy Kingi with Heel Reti. They're actually two New Zealand artists I'd never heard of before. The Nudge are a psychedelic hard rock band. Troy Kingi is predominantly funk and soul, but he's covered quite a few different genres over the five albums he's released. The thing that grabbed me most about this song is you don't really hear songs like this that are sung in Sireo. Songs performed in Maori tend to be more urban styles like hip-hop or reggae. You don't really get a lot of rock songs which are performed in Maori. The song is rockin', it's funky, and it's got a great psychedelic edge to it. I just love the way it sounds. From reading interviews, the song is essentially about everyone being the same, about everyone being human beings, and why do we impose differences on each other based on when we were born or the colour of our skin. I've actually jumped into a rabbit hole with Troy Kingi. He has a project called the 10-10-10 series, which is to make 10 albums in 10 different genres over 10 years, which he's halfway through. He's released a Dirt Blues album, a psychedelic soul album, awesomely titled Shake That Skinny Ass All The Way to Zyotron, a roots reggae record, a funk record, and most recently a folk record. What I've heard over the last day is really great. Next up is Superstate with Yoga Town. So Superstate is actually Graham Coxon of Blur fame. What Superstate is it's 15 stories which Graham's written, and he's written the songs to accompany it, and they're getting 15 different artists to realise each one of those stories, which they're releasing as a graphic novel. But this song, Yoga Town, I'm an absolute sucker for those keyboards, and I love the way that it drives and builds. Anyway, that's all from me, and I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right, always great to hear from Liam.
Always is, yeah. It's always an education in itself. And I can't believe there's a... Did he say it was a New Zealand band he's never heard before? I find that hard to believe.
Amazing, right?
Yeah, I need to check that.
It may be too soon for me to talk to Liam about this, but, you know, what the hell? I've had a few drinks. I'm trying... No promises yet, but I'm trying to plan a trip to Ireland.
Oh, wow.
For next summer.
Wow,
so
fantabulous.
Liam, we can hook up, right? I'm sure you'll show me all the best pubs.
Absolutely. That'd be amazing. That would be epic.
Yeah. Make sure you go to Mulligan's on Poolbeg Street in Dublin.
Yeah.
Wouldn't miss it. Okay. Where are we here? So the first song, The Nudge and Troy Kingi. Great groove to that song.
That was really
huh?
amazing. Yeah. My mind was working overtime trying to unlock that puzzle of the different elements that were in that song, because that was tough. I mean, that was really, really intoxicating. Very, very intriguing mix. I mean, I heard West African, you know, influence in the vocals, and yet the bass and the guitar were playing something almost kind of herky jerky, you know, like it was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, not to play to the crowd here, but the bass really grabbed me initially.
Yep.
And that's probably primal. Then you try to figure out what else is going on.
Yep.
And, you know, I may have evolved a bit the last few months listening to Imdu Akmakhtar.
Yes, exactly.
Did I say his
name
right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Which would make me more open to listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting song.
Really interesting to me. I couldn't crack it. I need to go back and hear the whole thing. I was trying, but I couldn't get there. Yeah.
I don't feel that bad then if you can't crack it.
Couldn't do it.
It's not just the pale ale.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Where I am with it, yeah.
What about the 10 albums, 10 genres in 10 years?
Yeah,
huh?
What an interesting idea.
I want
idea.
To hear the Dirty Blues. What are the Dirty Blues?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
I know
fantastic.
Like I know my blues to an extent, but I don't know the specific Dirty Blues genre. So.
That's very interesting, yeah. And I wonder if he's going to run out of, you know, getting to 9 or 10. What? I got to do a trap album. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to think, what would be the weirdest? Like, you know, is he going to do a ska record?
Yeah, right? Maybe. Yeah. Scottish.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Next up is Superstate with Yoga Town.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I love the vocal melody, the way kind of threw the hook out. Then it sort of did a little play on that. Then it did a third one on it. You know, it was like, da-na, da-na, da-na. That was really, really cool.
I loved how that grew. So I'm not a big, I don't have a lot of history with Blur.
Yep.
But being a fan of Damon and being a fan of Gorillaz and then being introduced to this guy makes me think, there is a lot to that band that I probably need to do some research on.
Yeah, great band. And to me, are sort of, you know, they sort of fly in the face of what your preconceptions of Britpop are.
Oh, right? Totally.
You know, they're like, if there's yucky stuff about Britpop and there's a lot of it, they are not that. They're like the other side of that coin, for sure.
I think Blur is almost... really kind of like foundational for like this century's
without a doubt.
Pop music. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. There's something they really created. Were so creative in what they did and created stuff that I think has had just vast impact, even though most people may not even realize it, right?
It feels like it's art versus just music. I mean, I love music, but you know, there's certain bands or artists that create art in addition to making music. Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, I've become more of a Blur fan because one of the soccer teams I like, Norwich City, who will be playing in the Premier League this year, they hired a new coach, Daniel Farke. He's a German guy. They hired him 3 years ago, and they adopted Blur's Park Life, but they changed it to Fark Life. That's what they sing at the end of every game that they
fantastic.
Win.
That's fantastic.
It's really cool, yeah. So if they get a win, they blast that Fark Life
song.
That
works on a couple of levels. When
yeah,
you start to
it
was
really,
about,
really
yeah.
good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Caller number two today.
Hello, Jim and Patrick. Hello, all fellow listeners. Hello, interns, especially new intern Jason. This is Greg, your strange voice from Poland, with my monthly pick. That time I'm very glad to have an opportunity to present long-run band probably you have never listened before. This band name is The Opposition. And they just released new album titled Hope. Someone somewhere described The Opposition as the best unknown band of all the time. Probably he's right. band was founded in London in 79, but they were not so popular in UK. As I know, they have more fans in France and in the Netherlands. And they were quite known in Poland in late 80s, early 90s as well. It was that time that bands like The Cure, Marillion or other bands from 4AD label were popular in my country. Coldway was on the top here. Their debut album Breaking the Silence from 81 was the same good and from the same source as first records of The Cure or Joy Division or Killing Joke. Besides this, The Opposition was one of the first international band I have ever seen in Poland. It was during music festival Odjazdy in Katowice in 1981. So it was so long ago, and actually I don't remember almost nothing from that concert. But I was very surprised that The Opposition released new album in July 2021. Not only because of release, mainly due to fact that album is perfect. All 10 songs are beautiful. I can't stop listening album, even if it's sad. It's definitely not corresponds with summer, but sounds so good, and you can choose every song, for example, Like Lovers, and just trying to taste that music. That's all from my side. Thank you very much. All the best for all of you. Keep rocking the suburb. Bye.
So I think it's interesting that we were just talking about Britpop, because yeah. I got definite sort of Oasis vibes
Absolutely.
Out of that band, right?
Yeah, yeah, especially that big arcing riff.
That kinda, that guitar line, for sure.
Yeah, totally. And Greg was right, man. That's not a pick-me-up tune right there at all. That's a sad, broken heart wishing for some other time that's already passed to come back. That was a dark one. I got to tell you, I have heard of The Opposition, but only heard of them. And I remember reading about them in a book, and I'm not sure if it's John Savage's book or not, but just as a band that was kind of on the fringes. And so that's...
Well, that's what he said.
Really interesting to know that they were so popular in other countries, in Poland especially. Yeah,
that's
really
cool.
Interesting.
It's very well produced. It has a mix of new wave and just rock.
Yeah.
You know, it fits right into the 2000s of rock or whatever. But I want to change the gear here a second and just tip my hat to you guys, because you have listeners from Poland, Ireland, Sweden, Scotland, and obviously the U.S. And
bizarre.
that's what makes the podcast cool.
I love it.
Thank you, Mike. And the strange voice, your strange voice from Poland,
yes.
Greg. That was wonderful.
I could listen to him all day.
I know. It's amazing. Yeah, it really is a blessing. And thank you, Greg, for contributing, man. So interesting, too. You know, what he was talking about is like, oh, I saw a concert in 1991. I was actually having a conversation with my wife very recently, and she was like, oh, you don't remember, like, when one of our kids, like, lost their first tooth or whatever? But I'm like, no, don't remember that at all. But I do remember at the concert I was at, you know, like, something like that. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you to our friends in Europe, Liam and Greg.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
good
that.
Good job. Great picks.
Yep. Tomorrow we have 3 calls. All right. So we better get to that.
Better get another round.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And another round of water, right?
That's right.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Bill Mulligan.
And I'm Mike Snyder.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Everyone needs an editor, unfortunately.